The Great Rebound, What's Fueling India's $489 billion Market Comeback? After months of caution and capital flight, global investors are making a strong return to Indian equities. The Indian stock market has added nearly $489 billion in market capitalization in just over a month, rekindling foreign interest and pushing the Nifty 50 index to outperform broader Asian benchmarks. So, what's behind this massive rally? And is this the beginning of a sustained uptrend for Dalal Street? Let's break it down. Global funds re-enter the fray. Foreign portfolio investors, FPIs, who had been net sellers since September, have made a dramatic U-turn in April. In just the last 9 trading sessions, FPIs have pumped over $4.1 billion into Indian equities, one of the strongest inflow streaks since July 2023. On the 24th of April alone, overseas investors added $345 million to their positions. This influx is reversing the trend that saw a $26 billion foreign exodus between September and February. Analysts attribute the renewed confidence to India's domestic economic strength and resilience to global trade uncertainties. Tailwinds supporting the rally. India's $489 billion equity rally isn't riding on foreign money alone. A mix of supportive domestic and international factors has buoyed market sentiment. Monetary easing, the Reserve Bank of India's recent rate cut and liquidity infusion measures wiped out the long-standing cash deficit in the banking system. Oil prices and inflation, moderating crude prices and tame inflation have reinforced India's appeal as a stable investment destination. Trade optimism, US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's comments hinting at an imminent trade deal with India have added a layer of optimism to the market. Domestic demand story, unlike many emerging markets, India is less dependent on exports. This internal demand strength has drawn funds to sectors like financials, consumer staples, defense, and healthcare. Market macros. Nifty 50 has gained over 6.6% this April, far outpacing the MSCI Asia Pacific Index. Broader indices like mid-caps and small-caps have risen 1.1% and 1.3%, respectively. Currency strength. The Indian rupee closed at 85.03 per USD, its best in 2 weeks, supported by equity inflows and easing geopolitical tensions. Sectoral leaders, domestically oriented sectors, such as financials, consumer goods, and manufacturing, saw gains ranging from 2.5% to 11% since late March, reflecting renewed investor confidence in the country's internal growth drivers. Investment outlook. India's equity resurgence is undoubtedly attracting global capital. But smart investors know rallies bring both opportunities and risks. Expensive valuations and potential earnings downgrades could act as speed bumps. Yet, the broader narrative remains constructive. Strong macro fundamentals heavy checkmark. Domestic demand-led resilience heavy checkmark. Regulatory and monetary support heavy checkmark. Growing foreign confidence heavy checkmark. Going forward, investor focus should be on high-quality sectors with earnings visibility, financials, consumer staples, defense, and healthcare. Any short-term dips, particularly due to geopolitical developments, may offer compelling entry points for long-term investors. Conclusion. Dalal Street's $489 billion rebound marks more than just a rally, it signals a revival of global investor faith in India's structural growth story. While vigilance is warranted amid valuations and regional risks, the tide appears to be turning decisively in India's favour. For investors willing to ride short-term volatility, the road ahead could be rewarding. Disclaimer: this article is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as investment advice.